It's as heart-wrenching as it gets, autism in children. 6 out of every 1,000 kids get it, and nobody knows exactly why. But my next guest says he's got part of the blame that he thinks needs to fall on government, and it has to do with a drug called Thimerosal. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is a senior attorney for the Natural Resources Defense Council. He's author of Deadly Immunity in the current issue of Rolling Stone. It's an investigation of the possible connection between Thimerosal and autism in young kids. Hey, Bobby, thanks a lot. And, of course, you also have
thanks, Joe.
A great new book. Tell us briefly about that.
First of all, let me say that the Deadly Immunity piece on Thimerosal is also running on Salon.com simultaneously. The two magazines ran at the same time. My new book is St. Francis of Assisi, A Life of Joy. It's a children's book. I grew up reading books about the saints, but I couldn't find one that would hold my computer-age children's attention. And so I tried to write a book that had the kind of action and, you know, engaging story that would also teach them the values. And it's done very, very well, and I'm very happy with it.
Well, we want to get you back to talk about that, but let's talk tonight about Thimerosal. There are a lot of people out there. When I was practicing law, in fact, I need to say this, we actually practice in the same law firm, no lawsuits regarding Thimerosal, so we can get that off the record. But still, there are a lot of people, a lot of Americans, very concerned about the impact of this drug, which is found in vaccines, and how it causes autism.
Thimerosal is a preservative that was put in vaccines back in the 1930s. Almost immediately after it was put in, autism cases began to appear. Autism had never been known before. It was unknown to science. Then the vaccines were increased in 1989 by the CDC and by a couple of other government agencies.
Okay, let me stop you there. That's an important date, and I'll tell you why. My son, born in 1991, has a slight form of autism called Asperger's. Right. But it seemed, and again, when I was practicing law, and also when I was in Congress, parents would constantly come to me, and they'd bring me videotapes of their children, and they were all around the age of my son younger.
Something
happened in 1989.
Exactly. What happened was the vaccine schedule was increased. We went up from receiving about 10 vaccines in our generation to these kids received 24 vaccines. And they all had this Thimerosal in them, this mercury. And nobody bothered to do an analysis of what the cumulative impact of all that mercury was doing to kids. As it turns out, we are injecting our children with 400 times the amount of mercury that FDA or EPA considers safe. A child on his first day that he's born is injected with a hepatitis B shot. Under EPA guidelines, he would have to be 275 pounds to safely absorb that shot.
And yet we're just constantly pumping our kids with these vaccines.
What happened was that in 1988, one in every 2,500 American children had autism. Today, one in every 166 children have autism, and plus one in six children have other kinds of learning disorders, other kinds of neurological disorders, speech delay, language disorders, ADD, hyperactivity, that all seem to be connected, the science shows are all connected to autism.
You know, Bobby, what we've always found, you and I could debate 1,000 different issues, whether it's Terry Schiavo or the environment. I think we'd agree on the environment. But in this case, you've got the federal government coming in saying, well, there's no good science. And of course, in politics, science always gets diluted. Why hasn't the federal government stepped up and worked more? Because listen, Bobby, I can't prove it tonight. You can't prove it. But intuitively, you look at the spike, you look at what happened with Thimerosal, there is no doubt in my mind, maybe it's 2 years from now, maybe it's 5 years from now, maybe it's 10 years from now, we're going to find out that Thimerosal causes, in my opinion, autism.
You know what? The science is out there today for anybody who bothers to read it. And I have read it. Actually, on my website this week, robertfkennedyjr.com, I'm publishing an article that goes through all of the science. But the science is clear. And what happens is, I read the science at first, and there's literally hundreds and hundreds of studies that connect Thimerosal to these disastrous neurological disorders. Then I talked to the scientists. Then I went and I talked to the federal bureaucrats who are defending Thimerosal, and I said, what are you relying on? And I looked at the science they're relying on, and I can tell you, Joe, it is so weak. And you and I have seen, in legal practice, when junk science, and we know, you know, what these phony scientists are who create
it
this stuff.
It happened in big tobacco.
Right.
It happens in big oil. It's happening in global warming. And now it's happening in a way that's impacting our kids' lives.
This is classic tobacco science. It is junk science. And I was looking at these reports and saying, this is the best. This is what you're relying on. They know it's fraudulent.
Okay.
And now we have the transcripts.
Explain it to me, Bobby, okay? I mean, explain it to me. If that's the case... Okay, you and I both know about politics, obviously. Politicians like to get reelected. Why are they sitting back, and if our children are being poisoned, if the science is there, why are they sitting back and letting our children be poisoned?
Because the same regulatory bureaucrats that green-lighted Saint Marisol originally are now trying to cover their tracks.
It's a CYA operation.
Right, and they're working with the pharmaceutical industry, and we now have the transcripts of this secret meeting that they did in Simpsonwood, Georgia in the year 2000, and it's the most horrifying thing that you can read, Joe. There are scientists there from the government who are reading the reports and saying, this is undeniable, there's no way we can ever deny this, I'm not going to give this to my children. But now let's hide this from the American people. And it's, you know, it is that clear. And this is what I write about. It's this language that I write about in the Rolling Stone piece and the Salon piece that, you know, is so shocking, where we have the guys who are supposed to be protecting Americans' health who are actually conspiring to keep this stuff in the vaccines.
You know, I can't say what lawsuit we were both involved in. I don't want to say it, but it reminds me of a lawsuit we were involved in a couple of years ago regarding water quality, where, you know, the people that polluted in our community and then left our community would have never drank the water that our children grew up drinking. And it's a disaster. It's a disgrace. So, hey, Bobby, thanks for being here tonight. I want you to, if you can come back, we need to talk more about this. And also want to talk about, and I'm going to hold up the book now. We actually lured Bobby in to say that we were going to talk to him about this book, but actually he said he wanted to talk about this instead. I appreciate you being here, Bobby, as always, and let's get you back.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
And let's get you running for a public office. I will defend your honor whenever any Republican says anything nasty.
Well, that counts for a lot. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Yeah, that and a quarter, right? Get you a cup of coffee. We'll be right back in a second in Scarborough Country.